Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, you know it's a big news story when they assign it a clever nickname. They've been calling it the Brexit because it's Britain's exit from the European Union.
Oh, that's what it means.
And they have voted. They voted yesterday, and Britain did indeed decide to leave the European Union, which is messing up everything everywhere. The stock market is in a shambles.
It's scary.
And we need to talk to people on the inside to really understand it. Mm-hmm. So we've assembled a panel. We want to talk to some of the most famous Britons we know.
That's a good idea.
And let's start with the greatest Briton of them all, Winston Churchill.
Hello. Yes, it's good to be with you. How are you, Pip Pip? Cheerio.
How are you, Winnie?
Wonderful things. Nice to see you, Rob. Yeah, lovely day where we are. Yeah, lovely day where you are. Where are you?
How have you been since the death?
I've been pushing up daisies for quite some time. I will tell you, this is a historic decision.
Yes.
Very, 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 very controversial. Very, 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 very earth-shattering. Very British.
To speak the words of your people, do you concur?
I will not make that statement. I would cause a great deal of turmoil and there's plenty to go around.
Yes.
I will simply say the British people are resilient. So I basically will not make a call. But I will tell you, we will fight them on the beaches.
No, no.
We will fight them in the air. We will defeat the Hun. And we will never, ever surrender.
I hope the Brexit allows him to get some flesh back on his face.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Hugh Grant.
Hello.
Hi, Hugh.
How are you? Nice to see you.
You know, you are a Los Angeles-based Briton.
I no longer live in the UK, but of course I've been following everything. We've had great
What do you watch? The BBC?
The BBC, and of course I watch the History Channel as well. You know, and,
well, it's not the best place for news.
But I find myself going to the internet and watching a lot of porn.
Really?
Yes, that's what
What's the pornographic take on the Brexit?
I don't care.
Does this affect you?
I simply wanted to come by and make one particular statement. Okay?
Yes, please.
The statement is this, that I, no matter what they do, wherever they go, I just want to say the people of Britain and the country as a whole,
yes,
that I will be and have always been yours. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, this is like the polar opposite of Hugh Grant. This is Jason Statham.
Ooh.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm going to kick your skull in.
Why?
I just feel like it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You said with that high-pitched voice. You, see, you know what I just think? How about we go out and take a tumble out on the stairs? I'll kick you right down the stairs.
This has so little to do with the Brexit. All I want is your opinion.
Bite me right in.
He did not weigh in. Mm-mm. He did not weigh in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy that Americans will listen to because he doesn't have that outstanding accent. Here's Hugh Laurie as House.
Well, I think it's a bad idea.
Oh, people, he's a big part of everyone's Sunday night. Here's Tyrion Lannister. How you doing, Pete?
Why don't we all have a glass of wine? Why don't we all have a nice big flagon of wine? And why is everyone becoming so completely confrontational?
Pony, can you tilt the camera right down for me?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I would like
hello, guy.
Oh, there you are.
How you doing?
Thank you.
What's your opinion of it?
There's no need for conflict. Everything will be resolved. We will save the city.
Bye. Save the city? Wow. Oh, my God. Hooker. Talk about Box.
Hello, Possum.
It's Dame Edna.
Hello, Possum says, what the f*** up?
Oh. She doesn't like it, I think.
Language.
Oh, and here. Oh, great actor. One of my favorites. Mr., I believe, Sir, Michael Caine.
I'm walking on air. I'm walking on air. It's a great day.
It's a great day for people.
I think I'm just walking home now. Bippity boppity boo.
He likes it.
Screw you.
Michael Caine likes it. Now, here is really someone who understands it because he's a politician.
Uh-huh.
Prince Charles.
I am not able to comment on any of these developments that have taken place in the UK. It's not my place. I will let the will politically of the people take its course, and hopefully the United Kingdom will persevere.
Nice Thank ears.
And good night.
And now, our final word. You'll know this guy. It's the guy from the Monty Python sketch about the parrot. What about the Brexit, sir?
The country's dead! The country's no more! Screwed royally! It is passed on!
Yes?
This country is no more! It has ceased to be! It's expired and gone to meet its maker! This is a late country! It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. It's pushing up daisies. Its metabolic processes are now history. It's off the twig. It's kicked the bucket. It's shuffled off the mortal coil. Run down the curtain and join the bleeding choir invisible. This is an ex-country. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Look, Dick, venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who? Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all
euros?
You
know what? Just keep the change. Jesus, Dan, you know what they call sizes here. You know what? You've been picking fights with everybody. The girl at the party.
She said ASAP.
Oh, ASAP. Oh, I'm sorry. Huge crime.
It's like 24-7 or been there, done that. You hate that, too.
I don't hate it enough to let it ruin my day. It's getting worse. I can't stand it anymore. You're just a miserable dick now. You're mean to everybody. And FYI, it's called a venti because it's 20 ounces. 20. Venti.
Is that true?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open. Why bother?
No,
that's
888-920-6673.
888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, and we'd really appreciate it. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Hello Pillow.
Yes.
Would you like to sleep on the best pillow you've ever tried? Say hello to the Spiewak Hello Pillow. Hello is a buckwheat hull pillow that conforms to you and provides cool, comfortable support. You'll get the best rest you've ever had because Hello suits every sleeping style and position, and I know the Spiewak family is in love with their Hello Pillows.
Listen to me right now. Order it right away. It's great, great, great. Order it before the summer is out because it stays cool all night long. The way the buckwheat hulls allow air to circulate around your head, you don't have to flip your pillow to find the cool side. You
Back
stay comfortable
when,
all
Spiewak
night.
Rob Spiewak did not have his Hello Pillow. He would wake up in the morning and say, "Good morning, Kerry."
Yes.
I'm at the bottom of the pool.
Mike, puddles of sweat.
Hello Rocks, 100% made in the USA, environmentally friendly and organic materials. Makes a great gift. Just visit Hello, H-U-L-L-O, pillow.com/TMOS to make the single purchase that you'll appreciate every night for years to come. Plus, A 1%. 1% of all profits are contributed to the Nature Conservancy. So get yours today at HulloPillow.com/TMOS and sleep better tonight. Well, thank you for the indulging us with our little Brexit bit. I couldn't tell you, you know, all the details as to why this happened. All I know, this is an historic moment in British politics where
yes.
They have decided to go it alone and all sorts of crazy things with financial markets and the world stage is happening, and I hate it because Trump loves it. There
yeah.
you go. That's
there you
it.
Go.
That's it for me. And by the way, the funniest single moment that I've seen in the campaign today, when he was over in Scotland and they were ramping up to the fact that he was going to one of his golf courses,
right.
one of his business interests, to give a speech, and they're like, well, this is going to be amazing because his timing could not be more incredible.
The whole notion, the headline of a candidate being right. in the United Kingdom today is
yes.
amazing.
Absolutely incredible. And he gets up and he starts talking about his golf course.
Of course.
And he talks about, we redesigned the par three over here. It's great. We put suites in the lighthouse that are going to be the best suites you've ever seen. And I'm sitting there, and they pulled off. I'm watching it on CNN, and they pulled off of that and said, he's gone 5 minutes, and he hasn't said anything about it. So it was funny to watch.
A leopard can't change his spots. You know what he is? He's a real estate guy. He's a real estate guy. That's his first love.
It's a truly, truly crazy year for this, but fun to watch. And so I was watching that today. And I don't know. I mean, I think that the world is in a bit of turmoil because of this. And they didn't see it coming. It was always supposed to be close.
Right.
But all I know is the prime minister, who kind of looked like he had his act together,
mm-hmm.
resigned after this.
He said,
and the guy,
dude, I am out of here.
And the London mayor, who seriously looks like he ought to be on an MMA corner, is taken over or something like that. I don't know. It's just very, very crazy. So we're not going to bore you with any of that. What I am going to bore you with again
is... What will we bore them with today, Mike?
The latest hip news for me because...
hey, Daddy-O.
As I told the guys last week, this is going to be a period of time where I'm doing all the pre-op stuff. And
less than 2 weeks out now?
Yeah, July 7th is when I'm going to go.
Ah, yeah. So you'll have time for watermelon and fireworks and then off to the doctor.
Yeah, going
to
enjoy the 4th of July. And then it's going to be pretty much, depending on whether I get the right one done too, it's going to be 8 to 10 weeks of of really not movement. I found out yesterday they are very redundant with classes and information, and I like that.
How do you
that.
Mean, like, there's a lot of overlap?
Lot of overlap where
good.
You will go to a class and they'll say the same thing, and yesterday I went to a physical therapist who gave me the rundown of what to expect, and there was one little thing, and like when there is redundancy, what jumps out at you is new information, and the only new information that really, it's all I thought about after she said it,
yeah.
it's all I've been thinking about since, and after this procedure, the goal of this particular process is to make sure you don't rock the boat. This is not like other rehabs where you want to get that thing working and bam, bam. What they want to do is make sure that it heals properly. And so it takes to the joint. And
you
so
see, that is really weird because my stepfather just went through surgery and they wanted him up and walking. I mean, granted,
they wasn't walking, but they don't want me up and walking long distances. But that's the biggest thing that shocked me.
Yeah.
And welcome to Cocoonville. If there was any question as to whether I fit in
yes.
or not down here, they want me on a walker every time I'm walking for 3 weeks.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That'll be nice. I look forward to
my first trip
to the grocery store looking like everybody I've been rolling my eyes at down here for 10 years.
When you're dealing with this doctor that is used to dealing with your neighbors, let's say.
Yes.
Did he say, now for 8 or 10 weeks, we're going to have you on a walker? Or did
you're
he
making
say,
a mistake right there because you're assuming the doctor talked to me. Doctor doesn't
okay.
talk to me.
The person
you see the
who
doctor,
talked to you.
He twists your leg and it's like, okay, yeah, looks like you need it. All right, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And then the door closes and he's gone and you don't see it. I'll probably see him like when I'm drifting off into oblivion when I'm getting the anesthesia. It's like, oh, wait. You're the doctor. No, the doctors, they farm this stuff
right.
out.
Let me rephrase.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase.
Yeah.
So when the temp told you that you're going to be on a walker for 3 to 4
the
weeks.
The physical therapist.
Did she say, you're going to be on a walker for 3 to 4 weeks? Or did she say, sir? Sir, no, you are going to be on a walker.
They do. I was looking on their little poster. Do you know how many procedures? And this is all the doctors in the office. Uh-huh. There are multiple doctors in this office. Do you know how many procedures they do a year in this office?
I would say multiple doctors, 600.
Put another zero on it.
6,000?
It's what I thought I read. Yes.
Wow.
6,000 annually.
That's insane.
They've got 10 doctors. So you figure that's...
two a week every doctor, and they don't take Christmas off. That's essentially right.
Stunning.
That's amazing.
But when you read about medicine, that's what you want. You want people that have done it a lot of times. But she said that, and I was thinking about, and I wrote it down on the little instructions they had, baby this thing. I got to baby this thing. And the one thing they want frequent getting up. They want frequent incidental walking. I said, oh, my God, that's the kind of walking I do. And because I confirmed it, I said, incidental walking, you mean out of the chair, to the kitchen, to the toilet, back to the chair.
Right.
Yes. I said, I'm great at that.
I can do this.
I'm fantastic.
I know about it, incidental walking.
I can handle incidental
walking. Now, the incidental walking, will you need the walker for incidental walking?
Every time I walk for 3 weeks, I have to have the walker in front of me. You have to support your weight with that. They want this thing. It's
have you bought the
gross.
Walker yet?
Huh? I haven't bought it.
You know what I think would be nice is if we have almost 2 weeks, what if we made your walker fun? Like put a horn on it and some tassels. And of course, you have to have tennis balls on it.
I'm grabbing something fun right now for you, Rob.
Hey, I don't think that's all that fun.
You know what?
I'm not having any fun with that. You'd love
actually,
a horn. Come on.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to get used to it because if I have the right one done, this is going to be 6 weeks of my life this
sure.
year where
yeah.
I'm going to be dealing with this. But the thing is, it makes you realize how serious it is. You hear all the positives. People
right.
have been very positive. Mostly, most times people go the other way and they try to frighten you.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the opposite. I'm very, what's he showing you? What is he showing
you? Walker, Texas Ranger. You'd be Walker, Florida Ranger.
Yeah, I know.
Or if you wanted to be more of a radio guy, we could call it your dude walker.
Oh,
I appreciate it. You guys having mm-hmm. fun?
We are. And Mike, I think fun is the
Oscar's
best thing to
not
have.
Here, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an hour and a half of pure shtick. There will not be any shtick filter on the show today because there's one person that can't do anything without doing shtick. That's what he does. He was born with shtick, a silver shtick in his mouth. That's the way that works.
Wow.
No,
that's a beautiful thought.
I have to get a walker with two wheels in the front and not wheels in the back because they say if you have, they demonstrated it.
Zoom.
If you have the four, yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know if anybody needs a walker, why they would have four wheels on the thing. Because you'd be like, hi, good morning. Good night. Good morning, Mrs. Hamisham.
See, Mike, that's not incidental walking. I saw Mike going down the street at about 25.
Yeah, just lift up and support it. But it's weird because, you know, we're living our lives up until this time. And it's very, very, very... the reality descends upon you at the same time, and I'm ready for it now. I've been psyching myself up about it all summer long, and I'm ready to do this, but I still can laugh at some of the instructions they give you because they're very, very simple. Like they show you how to get up, and it's amazing. Do not get up by putting your hands forward straight out, and then it's amazing how many times you can flip this walker and do this. So they are so good about preparing you for what to do and what not to do, that I'm taking it extremely seriously. And I'm a big leg crosser when I sit and can't do that for 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it really, really, really slow.
Now, question,
so the difference between a knee and a hip, the knee, you start working the crap out of it right away.
Because it's a more mm-hmm. durable joint and a simpler joint, right?
No, that's not the reason, because they lock it in there. They glue that sucker in there.
Mm-hmm.
With this, they don't. They set it in there, and they allow the bone to grow around it, and that's what they want to happen. So, and, you know, I'm thinking in terms of this process also, that because of the fact that I'm fat,
right,
and that I don't want to F with this. I want to make sure that this is done right. I don't want to go rolling in there because I decided that I get overzealous. That's what causes problems, that when people decide, you said you don't want to overdo anything. And so
all movements must be incidental.
But I realized that if I accept it and then I embrace it, you know, they don't want me to bend more than 90 degrees. I said, well, that never happens anyway. So don't worry about
so
that.
So no changes is what you're saying, Doc.
This most significant change, and my lovely bride is very excited about this. I believe that if I'm not wearing my my little Croc sandals here, and by the way, am I painting a picture of an obese elderly fart?
No, no.
Better than anybody
no,
can.
Just everyone across the listening audience is thinking of Mario Batali. But other than that,
yeah,
all
exactly.
is well. All
I'm
is well.
I'm not going to be, if I want to tie shoes, that's not going to, you can't lift your leg up and cross your leg. You can't bend 90 degrees. So shoe tying, when it's the time, I will be on a walker and Mrs. O'Meara will be putting on my footwear.
Why can't you just
get,
you wear a lot of loafers, you'll be fine.
No, I'll be fine. I do wear a lot of loafers, and I'm fine with that because, you know, it's Florida, so it's not that big a deal. And the other thing they said, do you have steps in your house? And I said, nope. That's why I did it down here. So yeah. I'm ready. I'm psychologically prepared to get everything
done.
Now,
you mentioned a word earlier that the reality of it is setting in. One thing that you haven't talked about, and I'm curious about this, you've talked about the rehab, you've talked about all the stuff that goes into it. Have any of the physical therapists or any of the medical staff discussed the pain factor that you're going to experience following the operation?
Yeah, but they do so in, they don't really tell you how much you're going to have. Everybody's different, but
right.
they give you a nerve, they don't only put you under, but they give you a nerve block. And they said something like some people last 16 to 18 hours, some people last 24 to 36 hours mm-hmm. with the nerve block. I asked a specific question about where
that's like
I
the epidural that you get that ladies get when they drop children.
And by the way, I come out of anesthesia very
crap out, baby.
Yeah,
I get very sick, very nauseous when I come out.
You
of
don't
anesthesia,
do well with so anesthesia. Carrie doesn't either. Yeah,
so I'm gonna let them know that, and they can give you something hopefully to do it. But the thing about it is that they want you to get up and they want you to move around, but it's it's gonna be sore. But I asked specifically where my pain is, which is the bone-on-bone pain, which is kind of like, oh, God. I can walk and run around and do a million different things. I can eat, but when I hit it on that particular moment, and I'll give you examples like that, getting on a motorcycle,
right,
walking up a hill, even a slight hill if you catch it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It is an electric type of debilitating
right.
situation
mm-hmm.
where you just can't move the way you want to move. And that's it. And she said, well, this is why we tell people to take it so easy. She says, because when you get up and after the anesthesia within 24 to 36 hours begins to wear off and we transition you to oral pain relievers, you will notice that area there will be pain free. And that almost made me want to cry because I was excited.
That's
about
amazing.
That. So that's cool. But that's also why people get screwed up, because they don't realize that they can mess it up. And they get overzealous.
They
so
have a false
very,
sense
very
of
careful.
Security when they
and
feel
also
it
when
pain-free.
I do the show. And by the way, I am fully expecting to be out Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th, and then be back at work on the following Monday. I'm planning on it, but I'm going to have to do the show like this. You'll see me sort of sitting sideways because I will have to have my feet elevated while I'm doing the show. And I said to her, at my job, that's the way I used to do the show for 15 years.
I was going to say, I haven't seen your feet on a counter since we left Fairfax.
Yeah, when I wasn't running board. And I do it quite often. So I'm perfectly comfortable doing a show like that. So the show will go on, and I'll be able to show you all my little treats and everything. But that is the last major hurdle for me before I go in and get it done. And I'm going to try to, I can bring a laptop with me into the hospital, so I'm going to try to give people some updates and let you guys know what's going on. I don't think I'm going to be doing the show, but I will be, check me out on Facebook, and I'll try, depending on how the condition, even when I'm really wasted, I'll try to post on Facebook.
You know, it might be fun as a Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you weren't just posting.
Did I just
on Facebook.
Say that? What does he repeat? What, he got an echo in the room? What's going on? I don't understand.
And remember, Mike, please, no alcoholic beverages in the hospital.
That was the
stunt.
And the only last wrinkle of this is I'm going to have to pop in not once but twice back to the evil dentist's office to see if everything's okay with that.
Okay, where do we stand right now? How you had some work done? Do you feel okay as it is?
Sure.
Oh dear. Oh,
sure.
So no you're not going to be chewing any ice cubes tonight?
Yeah, there you go. You were there?
You
were there for that?
Oh, no.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah.
Oh. Horrible. You
when they had me hostage and they said it's either one tooth or the other tooth?
Yes.
Pretty sure it's the other two. So thank you.
Wow.
You would think with all their technology,
they took
modern
a million
x-rays
yeah.
and 5 million x-rays that maybe when they were trying to identify the pain center, that maybe just blowing air on it would not be the friggin' best way to do that. So that's the way they figured it all out. I don't really know. Here's the thing. I'm going to be really honest about everything.
Good, good.
Because I don't think this is something I want to screw around with. I don't want him to say, just clear me, just clear me. No, I want to be cleared and make sure,
sure.
that there's nothing going on. And I think that this has been around since Hack McGee and Fairfax did it, when he didn't do it right. when he didn't do it right. Because I remember, Rob, when I had it done back then, I had the same situation. And then they put it on. And everything was okay because it's sealed around the actual
tooth. Okay for the time.
But the actual tooth has a problem. And I really, to be honest, once the dust settles, I'll be having every tooth pulled out of my head.
I think that'll be good.
And by the way, I won't have them replaced either with false teeth or with implants. I'm going to come back in and do the show.
Are you going to stay with the same practice? And if people want to follow you there, it's called Process of Elimination Dentistry.
No, we think it's
the other tooth, Mr. O'Meara.
No, I will not be going back to Navratilova and Navratilova. I won't do it. Thank you. Oops. Sorry about that. Hope that didn't sound too bigoted. No, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll take a break and come back. I got another present for my birthday that I want to share with you, and I'm very, very excited about it. And it's an immediate change in lifestyle, and I will tell you it's kind of interesting because health seems to be the order of the day, everybody. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
There is no question. I'm yelling at you. That's right. Now that I'm out of the race, I have lots of time to spend at the shore. I even have a new nickname, Sun Bernie. And I love the Mike O'Meara Show. Feel the funny every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. If you've rushed out of your house and later on you thought, did I lock up? Did I hit the front door with the key? Did I do that? Is the garage door open? Is there anything on the stove? Oh, my God. Oh, forget about the what-ifs. AT&T Digital Life means you can have more control over your home even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security, and it's fantastic. If your kids forget their house key, you can unlock the door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app. The future is here with this. You can check your pets with their indoor camera, even adjust your thermostat on the go, and so much more. Stay connected with your home from anywhere using your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you're always in control. Face it, everyone is a control freak, so stay in control with AT&T Digital Life. Enjoy more freedom, convenience, and flexibility with a safer, smarter home. It's smart home security. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's a little different than our normal code, so be aware of that to get yourself a nice, nice discount. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera door and thermostat functions. Each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. I want to say to everybody on that fan club of ours that we and also all the people that follow us online, we're really excited about coming to Washington, D.C. in November. And we joke about everything and everybody involved, but it's the passion of our core listenership that makes these things happen. And the show is very, very energized by that as well. So the relationship continues. Never fails to amaze me when
thrilling,
I sit back and
isn't
reflect
it?
On it that we have such a core of passionate people. The challenge with this show, and if I can be serious about this show
sure.
for a second. It is always going to be to grow. The people that dig our show are so incredibly passionate, and the numbers do not go backwards, but they never go fast enough forward. And I sometimes think about the fact that if we had, we've done new listener initiatives, but it's just a little club. People dig it. If you get somebody turned on to the show, this happens on a weekly basis.
Right.
They pop in, they visit with us for a while, and then they get into what is really the soap opera, and they last forever, and they don't leave.
Right.
So If you know, especially if you know somebody that's listened to the show in the past that might be aware of it, or you know somebody that's got your sense of humor, tell them to try it. Make sure when you mention, you got to give it a couple of weeks before you really, really understand and get the flow. New listeners to this show, it's just like jumping in to a television series that's been going on for a long,
long
time.
There are plot arcs that carry for months at a time. I think every episode sort of stands on its own, but the people that really love it are the ones that have been with it a long time.
What is the t-shirt you're wearing today?
This is Elvis and Johnny Cash in 1955. It says Cash and the King.
Literally wears his heart on his sleeve, doesn't he? He really
And yet
does.
You, Mike, are a bundle of mystery.
What do you mean?
Well, because you don't wear a t-shirt that says Buddy Rich. We have to find that out about you.
No, I don't. I wear normal clothing. That's what I wear. I'm wearing a blue t-shirt. That's what I'm wearing today. But I do have a logo on it.
What is the logo?
Columbia.
Oh, great movie studio. Mm-hmm.
Columbia PFG.
What is PFG?
Let me see.
I think that's the cartel.
I don't think it's a cocaine cartel.
It's a club. No, it's a club I joined.
Oh, it is?
Down here in Florida. Yeah. You've heard of it. It's Columbia. It's the Columbia part. PFG is the... Columbia is, of course, the maker of the clothing. PFG
right.
PFG is the club that I joined underneath it.
What does PFG stand for?
Penis for guys.
I believe we just lost Brittany. Yeah, she might have fallen under the counter.
That's wonderful. So I got a Fitbit.
Hey, look at you.
And incidentally, I got a Fitbit.
Hey, I wanted to, you know who loves the Fitbit is Lil Bit.
Lil Bit from your little father's place.
Yeah.
I got the Fitbit immediately. I'm all in on it because Carla set it up for me, showed me how to use it, and
you're wearing it on your right wrist because you wear a watch on your left wrist, right?
Yeah, I'm not even wearing my watch today. I came in and I'm wearing this. It checks it's 9:39, gives you the time. Then I have to do is tap it again, and it shows my steps that I've taken.
Look at
so
your
far
wicked
today.
Steps. Yeah.
Yeah. You want the total of my steps today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it how many?
11.
That's good.
No, I'm kidding. No, I've taken wait a minute. Oh, this is giving me all sorts of...
Does it say...
1,932 steps.
Wow.
Today. That's not a wow.
Is it?
I don't know. Don't say wow, because of course you don't know, because you're not fit.
No.
If you were fit, you would know the answer to that, but you're not.
What
so
would
you
be
say,
a,
wow.
What would be a wow answer?
At this time of the morning,
sure.
First thing in the morning when we tape our little broadcast, 5,000 steps would be a wow.
Okay, so I can
if
give
you got half of your
one fifth of a wow. I'll give you a whoop.
No, but it's there it is, and then it gives my heart rate. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute! It's not registering a heartbeat. It's not registering a heartbeat.
I remember I first met that. Mike. Just practicing, Mike. That's all.
Let me check it again.
Now, it syncs up to his phone, right, Pony? Is that
the deal?
I believe
it does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like an app, an application, as the kids say.
Yes, it is.
Oh, 76. 76 right now.
That's good resting heart rate. That is not a bad resting heart rate.
Is it?
I think it's pretty good.
How do you know?
Because mine is 140. Because mine sounds like a car with a brick on the accelerator in park. So that was a gift from Carla for your birthday.
Yeah, so that was my last gift.
I got a gift yesterday that is not working out quite as well. Do
you
remember the...
It's not your birthday. Your birthday was in March.
But do you remember the bottles of liquor we got?
Yeah.
You wanted a review of the rye.
Oh, okay. So the rye is the stuff that you and I were kind of going back and forth. I said, I want it. But I said, you go ahead and keep it. And then there
was a
sweet thing, too.
Probably right? Should have sent you the rye.
So how do you... So, you know, we have a very significant amount of whiskey drinkers in our audience.
Yeah, well, there's a whole club.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. What is... if you're comparing it to, say, a Templeton rye, why do you have such an issue with it?
It's kind of like comparing, say, gasoline to lemonade. They're not in the same
wow, is
scope.
That bad?
Mike, I did something
you're
last
gonna
night.
You're going to break the heart of the guy that said
I
it
love,
to
and you know what? You said that you love to see the enthusiasm. And when I see people that are so into the show like that on Facebook and in real life, it's thrilling. It's very, very exciting. And this guy went to the trouble to go to a local distiller in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, not the rye capital of the world. And he went to a Pennsylvania distiller and he sent me a bottle of rye. And I read about it online, and it got a good review, I think, from the people who made it. And I even went so far as to take a photograph of the bottle of rye and post it on the TMOS Elite Whiskey Drinkers website or the Facebook
page.
Now,
I have to warn you early on. rye, in my opinion, especially like Whistle Pig.
Yes.
The first time I took a sip of Whistle Pig rye whiskey with my brother-in-law up in Boston, it takes a good long. Did you take it neat or did you pour it over ice?
Mike, I actually went by the website and it recommended one. It said either neat or if you like ice, one round ice cube.
All right, see, that's crap to me. That,
okay,
to me,
but you know what? If I'm going to follow rules.
Anytime I'm drinking a brown liquor, and for you kids out there that are starting your drinking, really, I recommend if you're going to do hard liquor, like a whiskey, yeah, put the ice in. Put ice in there.
I agree, because part of the fun.
As it mellows it a little bit.
Part of the fun is the tempering of the drink. But you know what? I wanted to go with the recommendation because I wanted to ride the ride proper way. I actually have round ice molds. So I took my round ice mold and I put it in the glass.
Why do you have round ice molds?
They were a gift from the Swingin' Hanson family. You know, the one the pony's boning?
Why did you get round ice molds from the Hanson family?
It was an unsolicited gift. They're actually Death Star ice molds.
Mm-hmm.
That look like the Death Star.
They're big old nerds. I forgot about that.
Okay. But you know
that's why they love pony. All right.
Sometimes twice. Right. And so I put
he
the ice.
He did not need to put the last word in that exchange.
He did it, though.
But he
has
to.
Oh, that's
because he's obsessive that way. Shut up. So anyway, the round, just speak when you're spoken to. So it's a Star Wars type of
It looks like the Death Star, yeah. It's the most powerful ice mold in the galaxy.
Well, so that's kind of clever. Is it plastic?
Silicon. Silicon is what it is. I was going to say latex.
Last tip thing. The last thing I'll tell you about the hip. Most people get like a metal alloy type ball joint to go in that joint. Because I'm younger. And they want it to last longer.
Hold it. What was the first part of that?
Because I'm younger. I'm younger than most people getting this done. Okay, Mr. Man. Thank you, I am. That's the truth. They said mine's going to be ceramic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, mine's going to be ceramic.
Friction. Yeah, it's actually Corningware. It comes with a lid. Little blue flowers on it.
It's shattered. Yes. Mine's going to be ceramic.
Somebody's making
my hip right now in a friggin' kiln.
Mike, it's oven safe to 400 degrees.
That's it. It's going to be fine. So go ahead. You were talking about your ice.
And so I can't even think of the name of this.
Who's the guy that gave us this? Do you remember the guy's name?
You can hear it at the beginning of yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't remember.
No,
he doesn't remember.
Oh,
you know
what? Hold on. I might actually have the letter in the trash.
This is the guy that's
in the filing cabinet.
Yeah, I filed it away. It's not that. It's not that. Is it this? No, it's not. Hold on. Got to be here somewhere. We throw nothing. Yes, it was Steve Miller. Remember?
Fly like an eagle.
Exactly.
Steve Miller. What did he say in his letter?
He said, sorry for the delay in this package. I emailed Rob last fall, but the Big Spring Distillery, those are the ones that make this stuff, ran out of the two varieties that are Rob and Pony's favorite.
They ran out. That means they're selling it like hotcakes.
Or they got rid of it. So either way, a couple bad batches.
By the way, is it a cork or is it a screw-on top for the booze?
It is a cork. It's the kind of cork that has like a casing on the top of it. You know what I mean?
So it'd be difficult for you to send it to me.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Because I was thinking I would love to do my own taste test on it, just because I don't think that if I'd gone with Whistle Pig neat or over ice being a Irish whiskey guy, I think the harshness of it is pretty over the top. And I think rye whiskey by its very nature has a harshness.
I think I could send it to you. I could cork it and like strapping tape it. It wouldn't look pretty when it got there. But
I wouldn't mind
it.
Trying like a little over ice.
Okay,
but,
I
then
will
again,
send it
you
to
know, with my dilemma is, you know, it's not like I can have one sip.
Mike, I think with this you could.
you hated it that much. Really?
I poured it and I let it set for about a minute and I took a sip. And you know how when you take a brown liquor, there's almost like three layers. There's the initial taste and then the middle.
Which is harsh.
And then there's the middle and then there's the finish. And I took a sip and I said, those were the three layers. And I said, that can't possibly be that bad. So I let it sit for another minute and I tasted it again. And these are the prevailing flavors I got. Ash, like literal char ash, not like a smoky flavor, but the acidic flavor of ash.
Rob Spiewak's Whiskey Corner. You really are good at this. Perhaps we could do... I would be not averse to doing a little liquor segment on the show.
I'd love to do it.
Well, what is your top? Give me your top four. Your top three of, and it would Crown Royal Whiskey be your favorite?
Crown is my favorite whiskey, and it's a blend, and it's a great mixing whiskey, and it's a great neat whiskey. But the thing about Crown is it lacks a sort of like a flavor variety. There's some pepper to it.
So
but there's not a lot of
what would be your top of the heap? What would be something
top of the
you
heap?
Like?
You know what's excessively great is Crown Royal Rye, and it's just rolled out. I think last year, under a very very small ad budget, I found it quite by accident, but it won the I believe the North American Award for Best Rye. And
by
it's
the
a
way,
middle
you're
price.
Listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Alcoholics Corner. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Again, you talked about how with Oscar here, there's going to be too much shtick. Also, just full throttle alcoholism right now with Oscar.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that what you hear so many shows that do beers and do wines, but you know, a little brown liquor. You know, we're all kind of rummies, and we like that kind of stuff. So you like the Crown,
and a Templeton Rye is also very good. You know,
is that,
that
your number two?
No, I think number two would probably be if I were to go to bourbon. There is a
would you go to bourbon?
Yeah,
make
absolutely.
A commitment. I'm trying to figure out what are your top three.
Blanton's single barrel bourbon. It's a boutique bourbon, and it's got a very fancy bottle with a horse on it.
Are you in the society? Are you in the whiskey society?
I joined. I'm not a frequent poster, but
all
when
right,
I
that's
I,
good because you sound like you should be with that Blanton.
Blanton, Blanton, single barrel, and I think it's a overproofed. Yeah, I think it's a 45%, which means it's
all
90
right.
proof.
And what's then, your number three?
Third would probably be the Crown Royal Black, which is a higher proof Crown Royal that is got a little more complexity to it. But like my decanter, you know how I got you a decanter for your birthday? My decanter, I just keep Crown in because that's a very common go-to. A lot of people like it. It mixes well with sodas and stuff.
And how many times a day do you freshen up your
My The decanter is on wheels, just like your walker.
I like it, you know, good brown liquor. But this stuff, just to warn people, what are we reviewing that you hated so bad?
Big Spring. And
Big Spring.
I did
well,
something
here's the
last night.
In Pennsylvania, right? They're not supposed to make whiskey up there.
It's made.
Supposed to make moonshine up there.
Mike, it's made out of 100% Pennsylvania rye. Cousin!
Well, it's. I mean, here's the thing. If it's rye, is rye, right?
Well, to call it rye whiskey, it has to have at least 51% rye in the grain mix that it's made from.
Right,
it has to be majority rye.
And you say ash with S-H, not A-S-S, right?
Right, no, ash like...
Although you could say this whiskey tastes like ass.
Yeah, and I did, to carry. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's acid and a little bit of a bleach flavor. I did something...
That sounds great.
Rob, this is the worst pan you've ever done.
Last night, Mike,
so
I did something I've never
Steve
done.
Miller.
No, I love Steve Miller,
no,
but I'm not
don't.
I'm not a big fan.
If you loved him, you wouldn't be talking like that. You didn't even remember his name hardly until you saw the letter.
I didn't want to out him, but Mike...
He's gay?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he is and maybe he isn't.
Now he's really going to love the segment if he's not.
I don't suppose we're going to get...
Not that there's anything wrong with that at all. That's why that my shirt has the PFG.
And what's that
Penis
stand
for? Guys.
That's right.
Penis for guys.
Penis for guys.
But Mike, last
Actually,
night...
Actually, it's not even a logo for a company. If I can show it to you right there. You see how it has Columbia and then PFG? Yeah. It's actually... it's South American Penis for Guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I like to know that it's regional.
I go to Colombia and I say, and you know, you've seen the men down there.
They're beautiful. I have. Yeah.
They're beautiful men.
Mike,
they really are.
That's your chapter.
Yeah. I'm gonna, when I go down to Rio to compete in the Olympiad, I'll be doing a side trip to Colombia.
That'd be good. Yeah. Make sure you have all your shots.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll be, of course, stopping by Venezuela, too, you know, for a restaurant tour. Yeah, that's not funny.
So
that's
I want to thank Stephen Miller for thinking of us, and also for him to know that for the first time in my life last night, I poured a cocktail down the sink because I couldn't finish it.
First time ever.
It was really not great.
Oh, that's what, you know what? Don't bother sending it to me. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
I'll tell you what, Mike, when you come up for the, when you come up for the live show, I'll pour you a nice big glass of it.
That's delicious. I look forward to that. Should be fun.
I told Pony. I told Pony I was going to pour it down the sink if I didn't think it would wreck my pipes.
Why don't you give it to Pony? Why don't you bring it in and give it to Pony? Bring it in and give it to Pony and see. And have Pony. Pony, you do brown liquor occasionally, don't you?
I do, but I usually like scotch.
Okay, you're a Scotch guy. Would you be? Mm-hmm. I think if you're a Scotch guy, you could probably try a rye
whiskey.
I'd give
it a try. Yeah.
A little sip.
Last night he tried the gin that the gentleman sent.
Yeah,
how did you
I
find
did.
The gin?
You know what? Maybe you don't make gin with corn because. It doesn't taste right.
Well, Steve, we want to say thank you for sending us that hooch from the ass-tasting distillery that you did. But anyway, they just hey, these are two opinions, right?
That's mm-hmm.
right. Wrong. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're so grateful.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know, cameras and phones used to be two separate things, not in the world now. The way we take pictures has changed completely, most dramatically as far as I'm concerned, because I haven't taken a picture without a camera phone for I can't tell you how long. I don't use a camera anymore. I use my phone for every photo.
Ours are in storage. Our camera's in storage. Mm-hmm.
But the way we frame, because you're a hoarder, the way we frame them hasn't until now. It's a, well, you could have sold them or given them away, but no. You're like everything you've ever used. Yeah.
Been
so
trying
is
to,
your wooden crank telephone.
Been trying to give this whiskey away. Can't give that away.
Framebridge. I'm talking about Framebridge.com. It's the easy new way to frame the things you love, whether it's a picture on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything. Framebridge can make it easy and affordable. All you have to do is go to framebridge.com, pick out a frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy, which is exactly what I did with a wonderful picture off of my phone of my young son. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package or upload a picture to the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload it directly from Instagram. You get your frame piece in days. Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee, because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, this is a great opportunity. It's a great time of year. A lot of people want to get things framed and give them as gifts. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order if you go to framebridge.com and use our code TMOS. That's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, promo code TMOS. Do it today. It's time for a little intern update. We have lovely Brittany, who is in the studio with us today. Her hair is snow white, at least from my camera angle today. It was purple the other day, or
she
blue
had
the
hair
other
chalk.
Day.
She had hair chalk in.
Now, do you have a hair chalk, white hair chalk in there today, Brittany?
No, it's just blonde.
It's blonde?
Yeah, I mean, my roots are silver.
Your roots are
Can
silver.
Can you turn around and get closer to Mike's camera, the one that's
really,
on top of the TV?
The camera tends to bleed. Yeah, now I see it's more blonde. Now I see that's more blonde. Hi, how are you? Yeah, it seems much more blonde than it is. And how are you finding the experience? How long have you been interning for the Mike O'Mara Show? Right
my gosh, I'm loving it. You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, I disagree. But anyway.
I take it back. Yeah. I take it back. No, you guys are terrible.
Everything going well? You learning anything from your internship this summer?
I'm learning to have thick skin.
Ah, yes.
Good
yes.
Skill to
you
have.
Know what? That's it. I think if you're going to go into the business of comedy in any area, you have to have a thick skin. And in Rob's case, a very, very thick skin to support everything that's under.
Otherwise, things will come spilling out, Mike. And it's not all skin. Some of it's a protective layer of other.
Hey, Carla, have a good time at Skinny Pantry. Okay, take care.
Where is she going?
Skinny Pantry.
What is that?
It's the skinny store.
Oh,
I was taking the boy down to Skinny Pantry. Get the Halo Top Cap birthday cake for me. Thank you. It's a birthday cake ice cream. It's a special skinny ice cream.
Oh, so
like you need a pint of the ice cream for 240 calories. I.S. you know.
But how does
a
it
pint,
taste?
A pint. It's phenomenal. It's great. It's delicious.
What's the flavor?
Fantastic.
Birthday cake?
They've got birthday cake, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. What do you go? Ugh.
I don't
you
like
go,
birthday cake
come
ice
on.
Cream.
Are you? By the way, are you, and I don't mean to pick on you, but when Oscar's not
well,
here,
I mean,
you're
the
only
best
one to
target,
pick on.
Right.
But the fact is, are you going to do your routine? Are you going to do your motivate yourself by, you know, the big show? Because to be honest with you, I don't know what my future holds and whether I'm going to be able to do the same thing, because I'm going to be immobile for 12 weeks.
Okay.
If I get both of these hips done, and I'm probably not going to eat a lot, but I'm still not going to move as much as
sure.
I want. And so my question to you, Rob Spiewak, when we're doing a live show, which we have coming up in November,
right.
This is normally the time where you say you're going to go the skinny route and try to be thin.
I hate
Yeah, but
sucks.
Come on. We don't want you to die. We really don't
well,
want you to die.
Well, I mean, you know, it has its pluses and minuses.
So
we
is the
do
answer no?
No,
have
I will.
Thought,
I
have
will. I have, of
it?
Course, I always think about it. I always think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I do the same thing. So,
but it's you know what? It's always a much better idea in the morning than, you know, like eight hours later when you're having a drink. And you say, you know what would be better than being skinny? Ice cream. That's a better idea.
Yeah, but it's horrible.
Mm. It is. It is. Just,
you know, coming off a birthday, and I said to my wife this morning, it's just not worth it. And it becomes less and less worth it the older you get. It's just not. You know, Rob, here's the buy live. Would you like to hear this?
I would, Mike.
This is a line found in many 12-step programs. You can never get enough of what won't satisfy you. There you go.
It's a valid one.
You like that one, Brittany? That's pretty good.
It's a valid one. So the answer is yes. I think about it all the time. And yes, right. I will do something before the show, but it probably won't be this weekend.
All right. Good for you. Brittany, so...
Thanks for the prep talk.
My pleasure. So Brittany, so far so good. Anything nuts and bolts that surprised you about the way things work in our little operation?
No, not really. I mean, I've been around different studios.
Really? Party
girl.
All right.
That's right. I'll be back to pick
you up. I have some
later.
Experience.
Now, you do some radio now, right?
Yeah. I at school, we have our own radio station, so I've done that. And then
Is it the Brittany show?
Actually, it was the Brittany Brooke show.
Brittany Brooke?
Yeah.
Is that your last name?
Alliteration. There's nothing like that.
That's
yeah.
Not my
Pretty
last
peppy
name.
Party, hop.
And are you at WGMU?
Yes.
So you know Matt Dodson. He's your general manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a face person, so I remember faces, so it takes a while to remember.
You smoke a lot of pot, Brittany?
No.
Well, usually that's a comment made by a pothead. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
just
a face
you know,
person,
just yeah. a just a concussion, you know. That does
that. You had a concussion?
Yeah, like almost a year and a half ago.
Bad?
Yeah, pretty bad. A truck hit my Honda Fit and my airbag didn't deploy.
Ooh. Oh, that's like getting hit on a scooter.
Maybe I should have said that in my interview.
Well, no, yeah. I don't think that would have
No, I'm kidding.
Might have put you to the front of the line.
That's interesting, but concussion is a big subject today. Do you have long-term issues? Do you have dizziness or anything like that?
No, I was finally discharged from my concussion specialist, though, last week.
That's good. So that's a good thing. So you're doing well. What was the worst part of the head injury? I'm very curious about that.
Trying to work and go to school at the same time, I had terrible, terrible memory, getting really bad dizzy spells. They thought at one point I had a seizure, but I didn't. It was just a really bad dizzy spell.
What caused them to think you had a seizure? Because we worry about that with Pony every single day.
Oh, gosh, Pony.
Even right now.
No, I have this thing that I got from the concussion called POT syndrome. It's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So it's something that...
Whoa. Slow down. Wait, let me write that one down.
Orthostatic.
POT syndrome. We've had multiple interns that have had POT syndrome.
As a matter of fact, the first 2 years of this podcast were plagued by POT syndrome.
How bad was your car accident? You never said anything about that. You went through that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was unconscious for a little bit until my car finally stopped. I went over two lanes and over the sidewalk and into the grass, and my whole back windshield was smashed.
Somebody rear-ended you?
Yeah, he corner rear-ended me.
Okay, clipped your back corner.
Yeah, and he was going well over 45.
Now, what was the car that hit your Honda Fit? Because that's a tiny little vehicle.
It's a Dodge Ram.
Oh, wow. So a giant pickup truck. So probably, you know, next to like a huge commercial truck, that's probably, as far as a street vehicle, one of the worst things that can hit you. And knocked you unconscious, and you just went across two other lanes. And when did you... Right after that, regain consciousness?
Yeah, right after my car had stopped, and I was looking around because before I was turning out of my neighborhood, so I was going slow. I was turning out, and I got hit and, you know, pushed over, and I remember seeing pedestrians. So my first instinct when I came back to consciousness was, where are the pedestrians? Did I hit them? But thankfully, they were already like gone and had ran back to check up on me.
Did the guy that hit you, did he stick around?
He stuck around.
And do they estimate how fast he might have been going when he hit you?
They couldn't guarantee, or they couldn't say specifically how fast he was going, but by the tread marks, you could tell he was going over.
Now, you said that your airbag did not deploy.
Because he hit me on the right rear. So the passenger side went off, but the driver's side didn't.
Did the car company, did you mention that to them and say, hey, this kind of sucks, can you help me out with this? Or
I mentioned it to the lawyer, but we don't know if we can do anything about it.
I see.
Okay. Wow, that's horrible. So, I mean, a really, really horrible car accident, and that you're recovering from that, and you feel like you've made a lot of progress if you got discharged from the what is a concussion specialist? specialists do with you? Do they do tests with you when you go to see them?
Yeah, every time you go, they pretty much do tests to see how like how well your learning has come along, to see if you're gaining
cognitive function.
Yeah, cognitive function, how fast your reaction time is, if you could remember things, short-term memory.
Right.
My short-term memory was terrible. My reaction time was terrible. I couldn't take tests without getting headaches. It was
awful. Did you ever leave the concussion office and then turn around and come back in and say, "Here I am"?
No. Maybe
nothing psychological, right? And by the way, I'm asking that not just for you, but for everybody,
for our safety.
The only thing psychological is we're gonna get a little deep in here. I suffer from depression, and it made my depression worse.
Oh well, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
I've had that since 1981. There's nothing to worry about. 1981. I'm being generous. All right, let me go all the way back to 1977.
By the way,
I haven't talked about. I've been meaning to talk about this all. Good luck. Hang in there. If you ever need any help, cold compresses or anything like that. By the way, do you outside of work and school, do you drink or do any type of extracurricular things?
Yeah, I work out a bunch. I go about 2 hours every time I go. And karaoke. I love karaoke.
Okay.
Go out drinking with my friends.
And you do drink?
Yeah, I do drink.
Attagirl.
Yeah, man. Tequila.
I know.
Can you keep up? Tequila.
That's how we're molding minds here. That's good.
And Mike, if you do suffer from depression, is there anything better than a daily 79-minute dose of laughter?
Absolutely. Laugh your way all the way up to that distillery up in Pennsylvania and then get ready to flush it down the toilet.
No, but you guys make me laugh, and it's definitely been a great
sweet.
Experience.
You know what?
Have a smile on my face when I come in here.
That's very kind, and we appreciate that. And, it must be wonderful to actually work with these guys every day and have a smile, because it didn't happen with me.
Mike, she does have a favorite, because the first thing she said to me when she got here today was, "Where's Oscar?"
Yeah.
I was like, is he fashionably late as usual?
No, this is him finishing out his schooling, and we're
so
very,
proud.
Very proud of him. Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Sure.
Speaking of college, I've got to tell you this. So I don't know how it happened, but I reconnected with some guys that I went to school with.
Right.
And I'm not sure the genesis of it, because I've there's a
these
buddy
are your
of mine,
AU
Rob.
Days or your
these
Marist
are my American
days.
University days, but specifically. This is the dorm floor. Did I talk about this on the air yet, or did I?
We
tell
talked
you
about
there?
It a little bit on the bonus show about life on the dorm floor, but I don't know that we talked about the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a reunion. It's probably not going to happen for me because everything that's going on. But the only thing that intrigues me, and by the way, Tony Perkins and I went to the same college. Tony has been incredibly active and responsible with the alumni situation. I'm like somebody that probably there are a few of us out there too, where it's like with the cost of the tuition, you want more, screw you.
Exactly.
That's it. You didn't do all that much for me anyway. But you know what? It was a wonderful American University. It was a great school. At American University, the most badass floor on the campus. I swear to God, I am not overstating that. We had a frat house that was located on a dorm floor. We didn't have a house. We had McDowell Terrace, and the McDowell Terrace was the bottom floor. When you walked into the dorm, the high-rise dorm, there were elevators on the right, and then there was a door right after that. And you got to our dorm by opening that door and going down into the basement. They put us
a
in
dungeon.
The basement. When I arrived, I remember thinking to myself, well, this isn't too great. And then within hours, I realized that I had been blessed because we could sneak in and out of our dorm by going through our windows.
Wow.
It was fantastic. It was really just... I can't believe when I was thinking about this, because I moved off campus in my senior year, I basically spent only one year of college with these guys, but it made a tremendous impression. And I go on this website and I'm seeing these old photographs. And of course, being the narcissist that I am, I'm checking out to see if they're of me. And they're only like one or two or three that are pictures of me. And it was the many stages, I guess, whatever that year was. I'm trying to think, it would have been 70, it would have been probably 1979, 80.
Yeah.
That I was
makes
doing
sense.
This. And it was the many looks of Mike, the many, many looks of Mike. I believe that 79, 80 would have been the multi different hair looks where I went full beard, partial beard, sideburns, clean shaven, and it was just I don't remember this, but apparently we did it. We did a family feud in McDowell Terrace. We had massive parties that were there. We had all this ball busting, and these guys were incredible. And so when I got this idea that they're going to do this in a weekend in October, I got kind of jacked up about it, but I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to pull it off. So it's truly special. It was a great time, and you look back and you see these pictures, and the only consistent with all the photographs, there is probably not a photograph on that webpage where we are not completely S-housed every single picture.
Now, are there any pictures, Mike? Picture. Are there any pictures where you have that look on your face like you just lost your virginity in a Camaro?
No, don't have that. Huh. I don't have that.
What does that look like?
Yeah, I wonder. If you could perhaps approximate that, would be, that for
what's
us.
This? Did we get a name for him?
You named him yesterday. I can't remember what
was
he named
him. Jeremy or something?
Yeah, it wasn't Jeremy, I promise you that.
It was Chet. Todd Moore.
Today he's Chet.
Chet. Oh, I like the fact you can give him a different name every day.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Chet. There's his leisure suit right there. Fantastic. That's good stuff. So good time. Well, Brittany, welcome aboard, and I hope your summer's going well. And
going awesome.
Yeah, I don't even know
Thank
why
you.
I'm saying that to you. You're going to forget it in about a half hour.
No.
We'll take a break.
Rude.
And come back, and we've got news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Linus gets the nervous stomach when Sydney's around. And Linus, it's the only time he's done it since he's been a puppy. He will shit in the house because he gets worked up when the dog is there.
What a wuss.
Yeah,
dog.
Not masculine like your dog. This is not a game you want to play. He's not Linus, afraid. He's worked up.
What a
up.
Candy-ass Linus is for a dog. What's the name? Sydney's coming over.
I wonder who I could train to shit in the toilet first, Linus or your son.
Oh, God. That's your godson. You crossed the line.
Oh,
how
you
dare
you? Dick, you went way over the line.
Just
Rob.
Thinking out loud.
Wait
way
till Carl hears that.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Summertime and the living is easy, except it's not. Summertime is jam-packed with things to do, but that's not that difficult. But with so much going on, it's easy to let your sleep slide and take a backseat to other stuff. That's why I love my Sleep Number bed. It's the only bed clinically proven to improve sleep quality. So even when I sleep a little less than I should, I know I am getting quality sleep. I still wake up rested and ready for a day of fun. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. It adjusts on both sides. Perfect bed for couples. Try it. I swear to God, when you go to the Sleep Number store, take your wife in there and bounce up and down on either side.
Yep.
Your wife will not know that you're even moving. I know it sounds silly, phony, but I'm telling you, if you test this thing out,
it works.
For couples,
oh, I believe it.
Just bounce up. They don't even know. You don't notice. It's absolutely the only bed that when I first discovered that, you know, you can toss and turn and your partner sleeps blissfully. It's incredible. They have optional Sleep IQ technology that tracks your sleep so you'll know how to adjust to sleep better, like by changing your Sleep Number setting. In fact, according to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Attaboy.
And I feel great. Come in and discover the award-winning Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to slide across the floor and tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you.
News!
A few weeks ago, the internet was all about a secret menu item from Starbucks called the Pink Drink. Get ready for Monday's show when we will have to do another experiment.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
The pink drink was a combo of strawberry, acai. Is it acai or acai?
I think it's acai, isn't it? Anybody know? What do you know?
I think it's acai.
I forgot to get the skeleton crew today. Okay. Whatever it is. Coconut milk and pieces of strawberry. A little help. That's so June 2nd. Now, everyone. Does anybody have any memory at all in this studio today? I'm 57 years old. Does anybody remember? I was corrected when I said it. I wasn't sure what the drink
Mike,
was.
No, I have a better memory than Brittany.
Thank you
that
very
you
much.
Do.
Anyway, there is a new secret menu item called Purple Drink. which you shouldn't confuse with purple drank, which is illegal and uses cough syrup and codeine. It's a mix of passion iced tea, coconut or soy milk, vanilla syrup, and blackberries. It should run you about $5. And yes, I am playing right into the marketing plans of Starbucks, but it's right downstairs. So we will have the purple drink experiment, whether they even know about it, and we'll do a little test.
Because remember, they nailed it last time. We sent Rob Ford down. They knew what it was right away.
They knew it, and he hated it. And I think everybody hated it when they tried it.
Yeah, it was
we'll
gross.
See what
it was pretty
purple
gross.
Drink does. Led
gross.
Zeppelin has won their Stairway to Heaven case. A jury in L.A. unanimously ruled in the band's favor, deciding that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant did not rip off Spirit's Taurus for the intro to Stairway. The jury said that even if the band would have heard Taurus before writing Stairway, the original elements are not extrinsically similar.
Okay.
The plaintiff's lawyer wasn't satisfied, and he said, quote, they won on a technicality. We proved they had access to the music, but the jury never heard the music, so the jury's sitting there with blinders on. The plaintiff had to rely on sheet music because that's the only thing that's registered with the U.S. Copyright Office. They had people come in.
Oh, they cheated
it
us. It
yeah,
isn't
they
fair.
Cheated.
They did it on sheet music.
They did it on sheet music, but apparently that didn't impress the jury even when people played it on a guitar and on the piano. The chord progressions in the studio versions do sound very similar, but experts have also said that other songs have used those chords dating back centuries. We had an example of that just the other day.
Yesterday.
Okay, you know what? At a certain point, you got to give it a rest. Mm-hmm. And really, ultimately, you know, the way I look at something like this, yeah, they made it a hit, though.
Yeah, you're right.
They made it a hit.
Exactly.
Their version made it a hit. And, you know, there have been songs that have laid there when they've been recorded by one artist and then skyrocketed when they were recorded by another. This is kind of similar. So that's it. Ben Affleck is standing by comments he made about Deflategate this week on the HBO show Any Given Wednesday, but he didn't say whether he was loaded when he made them. He tweeted, quote, for those of you keeping score at home, I gave exactly 18 Fs about my Pats. Upon reflection, 12 probably would have been sufficient. We Boston fans have always been known for our subtlety. One of my favorite interviews. I hope you get to see the entire episode. He's lying about that.
Of course.
Hashtag go Pats. Now, if you really didn't watch the whole interview, there are parts where he really does seem to be drunk.
I agree.
During the Patriots rant, you could make the case that he's just fired up. But TMZ posted a clip where he's talking about his film choices, and he's a lot more subdued, and he's slurring a lot worse, and it sounds like he could have directed Star Wars but turned it down. He's maybe loaded in this.
Maybe. I've got the tape here from TMZ, and there's two things. I thought he might have been a little loaded when he did the Pats rave out, but what you get here is, you know, when you have one more drink and you calm down and you become really, really introspective. He sounds like an introspective drunk here. Here's Ben Affleck talking about how he was the first choice to direct the new Star Wars movie.
Is it true you almost directed the Star Wars movie?
Well, I wouldn't be able to say, I wouldn't be polite to talk about the jobs you turned down, but I did have a lot of, I had a lot of offers.
That's a good problem to have.
Oh, he's loaded.
Yeah.
It is. It's also sort of, you know, forks in the road that are like, legitimate different paths, you know. Yeah. You think, well, boy, my life's going to be really different if I go down this way, or if I do Batman, or if I do this other iconic thing.
Or you could have just made kids' movies.
Or I could just have movies where kids fart on me, and yeah.
So he also, Mike, he also looks puffy. Like, this is not the first time that he's been drunk in a while.
You know what? I think, look, this is judge, but they're celebrities we all judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Jennifer Garner. I thought they were a dream couple,
yes.
And I think it sucks. And I think maybe ultimately he's at a stage of his life, like many men his age, where he's making some decisions that are probably not all that great for his head. And I think it's really frustrating because, you know, it sounds like a guy like that with all of that success and all of that money, if he's getting that kind of loaded and going on a program on a national
television real show. Yeah.
He's in a little bit of pain maybe, and it sucks because I like them as a couple, and then he's a party animal,
and
he's been talked into
the fact that he's, you know what you can do, you're so great, you can drink and do a talk show.
Yeah, and, they,
and
they,
he's
they,
believing
you know,
it
surrounded by the people that are blowing smoke. You know, hey Ben, hang around Matt Damon a little more, he might be able to help you.
He's got it together. Yeah,
pay attention to him. If you're throwing a barbecue and you're cheap, Here are five tips to save the pennies while still appearing to care about your guests.
Give me a pencil, pony.
Number one, figure out how many people are really... I hate this one. Figure out how many people are really coming. You'll have fewer leftovers and less wasted food. Send the Evite or whatever as early as possible so people can plan ahead.
I love leftovers.
It's a barbecue. You know what barbecues ought to be planned? You having a Saturday barbecue? Plan it on Wednesday, ass.
If that, that's call Saturday morning.
Number two, don't just serve meat. You can grill corn on the cob and cut up a fresh watermelon. You can also do kebabs, which saves on... Oh, shut up. Put a couple of steaks on there, okay? Pop for it. Number three, choose a cheaper cut. They can be a hit if you tenderize them in a marinade of citrus wine and vinegar. Okay. Now, listen, that's the first thing I think is maybe
that's valid. That's valid.
Because you get your little flank steak like I had at Oscar's house, and we've made it down here. We're going crazy for the cheap cuts of meat down here on the grill. They're fantastic. Flank steak.
Cut against the grain.
Number four is drop the drink costs. After meat, drinks are usually the next most expensive part of a party. Well, there's a way to do that.
Yeah.
They say offer a selection such as water, soda, and a big vat of sangria. Or completely cheap out and make it BYOB. I don't think that's making it, I don't think that's cheaping out. I've done it for years. BYOB works if you're doing a barbecue. Hey, come on over, bring your favorite hooch. Can I bring anything? Well, if you have a beer you like, bring your beer. I say that all the time.
And you know what? If you have good friends, they will ask what they can bring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You just say, yeah, bring
and
some
number
beer.
Number five, I would not do either. Skip the disposables, paper plates, plastic utensils, or solo cups. Make cleaning up faster, but they cost more. No. I'm not washing my own dishes.
Oh, my God. And also, people are
going to... Get a big bucket and a big
bag. They're going to break them. They're going to break them. You put out the paper plates. That's what you do.
A 48-year-old guy named Baron Brooks in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello.
He was featured in a full-page ad in the Coeur d'Alene Press newspaper in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on Saturday. The ad was focused on getting him a wife. Baron has never been married, and the ad is looking for a woman who is, quote, ready, willing, and able to have children as soon as possible. Attractive, being height and weight proportional, and politically conservative. There you go. Jesus.
Oh,
it also
boy.
Mentions that, quote, I'm 5'5", and if you're a 5'8" woman and like to wear heels, it might not work.
Oh, he's short stuff.
So here's the worst part of this. Baron didn't take out the ad. He didn't even know it existed.
Oh.
His 78-year-old father, Arthur Brooks, took out the
ad. Oh, no.
It cost $900. Apparently, he picked a newspaper in Idaho because he thought that would be a good place to find conservatives.
Wow.
Man, I was going to say, you don't want a tall woman.
Yeah, come on. I watch Fox. You want a good girl. Duh. Baron said he was furious and, quote, I can't even describe how embarrassing and ridiculous this is. However, it actually did drum up some interest from women, so he's letting his dad go ahead with some interviews. That's amazing. All right. And now a little something-something. A 57-year-old guy named Arnold Lasanke was pulled over in Fort Pierce, Florida last week for having a brake light out. Apparently, Arnold was outraged and started getting pretty animated while he argued with the cop. He also had a cast on his right arm, of course. And while he was flailing the cast around, a rock of crack cocaine fell out of it.
Oh, no.
The cop picked it up, and Arnold told him, this is a quote, I thought I got rid of it along with all the others when I first saw you. Way to go, Arnold. Not a great excuse.
Oh,
next year. Terrible one. He was arrested for cocaine possession, and that is also why I proposed the new state slogan, Florida. It's not getting any safer. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. Have a nice weekend, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with the last Audio Vault of the Week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something. That's enough to make smart people feel dumb. But losing things now, a thing of the past, thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker. Tracker and your phone rings, even when it's on silent. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to vTracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E-Tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to vTracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That is thetracker.com, code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, June 24th. Take it away, Rob.
I know that Mike hates speaking to me, so I very seldom talk to him before the show. Mm-hmm. But today I actually sent him to his computer to watch something. This was on Kimmel last night, and I'm shocked that no one had thought of it before. They got about six or seven little people and put them in wigs and then made them look like Oompa Loompas from Willy Wonka, right? Uh-huh. And they did the setup, and they recorded the Trumpa Loompas. Now, these are all Oompa Loompas.
Rob made me watch it, so I watched it before the show.
So they all look like Donald Trump, and they sang this song.
I love the hair.
It's great.
Kind of man likes to bash immigrants.
Treat them like trash because they lack documents.
All right, and they go on with the whole little thing.
But it was very funny and unexpected. It just, yeah, right in the middle of the monologue, he butts out with that.
It was really, they're all doing the shtick on Trump. They had the eighth grade impressionist from that commencement.
Right,
that,
right.
That middle school commencement. The kid is really good, really talented, and they had him doing mini-me, a version with Fallon doing Trump. And by the way, Fallon's Trump is the official worst Trump of any impression
Fallon
I've ever
does
heard.
The worst everything.
Yes, but he had the kid out, and the kid was hysterically funny.
Excellent.
So they're all over it, and a lot of material. They're going to be sad when he's gone.
Yeah, true enough. But anyway, so that's going to go viral. I thought that was fantastic. Mike, I bet you played this record a couple times. Something strange in the neighborhood. And with the new Ghostbusters coming out, they had to, of course, reimagine the Ghostbusters theme. And I had a very awkward moment with my daughter yesterday. It worked out okay. The new Ghostbusters theme, Mike, is recorded by Fall Out Boy, featuring Missy Elliott. And guess what? It sucks. And guess what? Julia knows it sucks.
I saw the trailer sucks, too. It's just a big ball of crap.
And they say the second trailer is so much better than the first, and it still sucks. But
anyway, still sucks.
This is going to rot our brain all summer long. They should have made it sound more like I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
But it's a suck song. I like Fall Out Boy. Julia loves Fall Out Boy. And she texted me back.
Is that the one she went to see 15 times?
Yep. And she texted me an emoji of a thumb down.
But it's a big deal for them. But it's obviously, it's all about the music. And if the music's not good, that's it. You know, it's just when they... It comes down to the actual quality of the movie itself, and when they all the hype machine and the A-list stars and do that. The one I feel bad for is Kate McKinnon. I'd like to see Kate McKinnon get another vehicle where she's not in the way of Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig and all those people, because I think she really is talented, and I'd love to see her have a movie career.
And everyone is going to say, "Hey, you know who loved the movie? Who said it's better than the original? Is Dan Aykroyd." Keep in mind, folks, Dan Aykroyd produced it. He wants you to see it.
Yeah,
so don't believe his opinion.
Dan Aykroyd will love it, and so will Kevin McCarthy.
You're right. Her name is Lisa Alamilla, and she lives in Texas. And she is about the 100th person to ever been diagnosed with a disease called foreign accent syndrome. This is how she talks normally. This is from an old home movie of this lady named Lisa. This is her voice, okay?
You guys have inspired us and befriended us, and we love you.
Just a plain middle American voice, right?
Okay. Yeah.
She had jaw surgery, and when she came out of the anesthetic, she has a British accent.
I say you're all the time before the accent. Once I got the accent, I started noticing. I said, you were. I've never been outside of the country except for a mission trip in Mexico. That's definitely not where my accent came from. I was very shocked. I didn't know how to take it. I was very confused. You're still you. This accent doesn't define you. You are who you are.
She claims that she cannot control
it. It's so legit.
I know. It sounds like...
The accent is spot on. I mean, it almost sounds... It's well, obviously, all British accents, like American accents, are regional.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a regional dialect from the UK. That's pretty stunning.
And there's about 100 documented cases of it where people come out of anesthesia with another accent.
Wow.
Weird,
that's
isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty amazing. You know, by the way, if I get my hip done when I come out of the anesthesia, I want to sound like that guy that sells crabs that you play all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kaz.
Yes, Kaz the crab man.
Yeah. Woo!
That's
woo!
Exactly woo! I want that one.
Oh, Chris Darden has a book to sell. So here's his new thing. You remember Chris
O.J. trial, right?
Yeah, from the O.J. trial. He says that O.J. confessed during the trial.
Yeah, we heard that he confessed during the trial. We heard that he confessed to Rosie Greer during the trial.
Because, Mike, when you have a murder confession, call Rosie Greer.
Mm-hmm. Call Rosie, late Rosie Greer. He'll take care of you. No problem at all.
It seems to me this should have come up before he wrote his book, but apparently he's just getting around to telling us.
Well,
thanks,
I mean,
Chris.
It speaks to the efficiency of the prosecution right there.
Yeah, you know? You're right. You're absolutely right.
Kind of weird, that whole thing. And I think there are a lot of unanswered questions about Marcia Clark and Chris Darden and their relationship.
Marcia
and all
Clark
that.
And Chris Darden.
Yes, Darden Clark.
Darden okay. Clark. And let's close with this. Say what you will. President Obama is so cool. And this is a great conversation he had with Tyronn Lue, the coach of the Cavaliers. Traditional for the president to call the coach of a championship team and congratulate them. Mm. And what he brings up at the end is that J.R. Smith spent most of the celebration week with his shirt off. And President Obama has issue with that.
All right, man.
Okay.
Congratulations again.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Tell J.R. and everybody to put on a shirt, though.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
You can't be just walking around without a shirt for the last week.
Okay, I definitely
like
will.
A whole week. Now Shumpert taking off his shirt.
Yeah.
Reed taking off his shirt. Come on, man. But I guess if you built like that, you know.
Yeah. I guess if you're in decent shape, you can do it.
That's it. All right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I love our president. No, that is your magic so audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Tell him to put a shirt back on. Come on,
come
Mr.
on, man.
President. That's it. Another Michael Bear show has come and gone. Thank you for joining us. This portion of our show brought to you by the Ring Doorbell System. And now there's something better for you. It's the Ring Video Doorbell and the Ring Advanced Home Detection System. It's great. There are burglaries every 13 seconds and also burglaries. Most of them happen in broad daylight. They ring the doorbell, then they break in. The Ring doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring security kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door, a stick-up cam that's wireless, weatherproof, it's an HD camera that keeps an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.